Sanctuary State, Connecticut, illegal alien freed from prison after killing two children. By John Binder on May 22, 2024. An illegal alien, convicted of killing two children, was released from prison after serving his sentence by the Sanctuary State of Connecticut instead of being turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, for deportation. In November 2013, 40-year-old illegal alien Israel Alejandro González Arconiga of Mexico killed two children, a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old, who were siblings, in a drunk driving crash before speeding off in Meriden, Connecticut. That same month, ICE agents issued a detainer for González Arconiga, requesting custody of him rather than releasing him from police custody. By April 2014, González Arconiga was convicted on 2 counts of vehicular manslaughter, 3 counts of second-degree vehicular assault, 1 count of illegal operation of a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol or drugs, and 1 count of evading responsibility for a death or serious injury. González Arconiga was sentenced to 12 years in prison and 5 years of probation. In September 2014, ICE agents served González Arconiga with a notice to appear, NTA, before a federal immigration judge. And on May 14, 2015, a judge ordered González Arconiga deported from the United States. Despite the deportation order and detainer, the Connecticut Department of Corrections released González Arconiga from prison on April 2 without notifying ICE agents of the release. ICE agents, on May 1, arrested González Arconiga in Meriden. He remains in ICE custody pending deportation to Mexico. Israel González was convicted of driving under the influence and killing 2 Connecticut children, ICE official Todd Lyons said in a statement. His actions shattered a family. We cannot allow unlawfully present convicted felons to victimize the residents of our communities. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.